When wives advance economically, does that make husbands more partisan? Yes, according to researchers at Fairleigh Dickinson, who found that married heterosexual men became more partisan on both sides of the divide if their wives started to earn more money than they do. Kurt Nickisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He joins us in the studio. Well, this is a doozy, Kurt.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, and it comes as the unemployment rate is higher for men than for women, and the number of wives earning more than their husbands has been rising steadily. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so back in 1987, it was about 18% of U.S. families where both spouses worked, where women out-earned men. That rose steadily to about 2006 to 24%. But just then, in a space of 4 years during the Great Recession, which hit men more than women, that went from 24% to 29%. Yeah. And it's even more if you consider families where only the woman works and the man is out of work.
Out of work. Okay. Well, tell us about this research. It looked at, first, how views on abortion rights shifted for husbands earning less than their wives. What was the finding first for Republican men?
Yeah, so the research looked at this time period over the Great Recession where it changed quickly. And Republican men supported abortion rights less if their wives earned more over that time period. And it turns out that the more money they made more than they did made them even more,
opposed.
More of a response. Yeah, even more opposed to abortion rights.
And the way the researcher knew this, is, if I've got this right, is that he was tracking people over time and came back to them. And their, on the Republican side, their position against abortion rights hardened over the years as the wife was earning more. What about on the Democratic side?
Other direction. So this is what's so fascinating, that those Democratic men where, you know, their wives earned more money, they actually supported abortion rights more so over this time period.
Well, it's just amazing. They also looked at government aid to low-income Americans, especially African Americans. Seems like it was the same on the Republican and Democratic side there, too.
Yeah. Typically, if you just look at the men in general as time goes on, they become less extreme that way. So Democrats might support government aid for African Americans less. Republicans might support it more. They kind of move closer to the middle. But in these families where they're being out-earned by their wives, they actually moved in the other direction, each of them.
Okay, look, this research now has to go to a psychiatrist, I think, or somebody who, you know, who can examine behavior. But there are concerns that it will impact elections because there's been research showing concern about women out-earning men decreased support for Hillary Clinton, but not for Bernie Sanders.
Right.
But why do you think it is? They're saying that Republican men were hewing to their masculinity and so hardening their views. But what was happening on the Democratic side?
Yeah, it's not clear. And this is what the big question is. It's possible, the researcher suggests, that perhaps Democrats who are being out-earned by their spouses decide that, you know, maybe I just need to reject this norm of masculinity because it's working for me, where Republican men, it's different. It's not clear, but clearly, like, how much you make is such a big part of your identity and who you are, and it's affecting people in different ways.
So talk about that at dinner tonight. Kurt Nickisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Thank you.
You got it.